No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We are now 13 days into training camp. It is flying by. At around the halfway point, the Eagles had a short practice today, slightly under an hour, as they prepare for the joint sessions with the Browns over the next 2 days. But still got us some good work. We have injury news, depth chart news. You guys know the deal by now. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Bring the Philly Pod to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. I know we're all waiting on pins and needles. Who do the Eagles really have faith in right now to replace Landon Dickerson? Who is going to get the first crack? We've seen theories with them. Is it going to be Matt Pryor? Are they switching Tyler Steen? What's going to happen there? I have all those notes and breakdowns. But as always, we will start with the injuries. Did not practice today. Landon Dickerson having surgery this week. No shock to anybody. Wide receiver Elijah Cooks remains out with a shoulder injury. Kenyon Green is also out with a shoulder injury. There was a report that Kenyon Green is also week to week, considered week to week anyway, and there's a chance that he could miss the entire preseason, which does not bode well for his roster chances. We said yesterday that if Kenyon Green could make a push, maybe there's a chance he can make this roster, especially if Landon Dickerson is missing time. But now Kenyon Green is missing time himself, therefore he will not be able to make a push. So who knows what the future holds for Kenyon Green. Gabe Hall also did not practice today. Defensive tackle out with a shoulder injury, which is a shame because he has put together a couple of strong days here as camp rolls on, and really wanted to see him maintain that momentum and carry that into the regular season. So hopefully he's not out for very long so he can get back to it. Limited today on the injury report is Zach Bond, back injury. AJ Brown still working his way back. I would be surprised if he is not a full participant in the joint practices, so they're probably holding him out for one more precautionary day. Montrell Johnson, running back, still limited, hamstring injury. Defensive tackle Byron Young, also limited with a groin injury. One roster move today, the Eagles signed defensive tackle Justin Thomas, released long snapper Christian Johnstone. It looks like Charlie Hewlett is off the injury report. He's back as a full participant, so the Eagles no longer needed Johnstone's services. Hewlett is back here as long snapper. Just one little roster move from Philadelphia today. So the juicy notes, what's going on with the Eagles offensive line in the absence of Landon Dickerson? That would be veteran Brett Toth who got the start in Landon Dickerson's place today, was working as second team left guard as recent as last week. So not a shock, really, that Brett Toth got the first crack. He wouldn't have been my choice. I don't think Brett Toth is all that good as a football player, but who am I, you know, to doubt Jeff Stoutland? And Toth has been around since 2019, coming and going. He's been working with Stoutland for a little while now. So clearly Stoutland has the most confidence in Brett Toth at the moment. Toth has familiarity with Jeff Stoutland. So Toth is in there as of right now. And not for nothing, he held up pretty well against Moro Ujumah. He didn't stand out in a bad way, which is always good as an offensive lineman. You don't want people circling you and be like, man, he gave up pressures, he gave up this. He really didn't look too bad there in the offensive line. They were in shorts and shells today, so you can't really put a whole lot of stock into it. But Brett Toth held up along the offensive line. And it's probably good news to some people, because I know when we had our theories of is Tyler Steen going to switch to left guard? Are they going to have Mike Pryor at right guard? And some fans voiced some displeasure, like, why mess up two positions along the offensive line? Keep Steen at right guard. That's where he's been working all summer. You don't want to mess that up. Just patch up the one spot so you don't have to create more work for yourself. So I'm sure there are some fans out there who are happy to have Brett Toth in there without moving too many pieces around. So that seems to be the plan for now. We'll see if anything changes with the joint practices this week. First team wide receivers today without AJ Brown was Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, and Johnny Wilson lined up with the first team today. An electric day from Jalen Hurts altogether. He completed every single pass attempt today. Not one ball hit the ground. He was hitting Devontae, Dallas Goedert, Jahan Dotson all over the field. Put the ball really in good places where only his player could get it. Had some toe drag completions, some really nice toe tap catches along the sidelines from Devontae Smith as well as Jahan Dotson. Mac McWilliams provided a tight coverage, but really wasn't anything Mac McWilliams could do. Just really good placement and really good catches from Dotson and Devontae. Hurts also had a filthy crossbody throw to Dallas Goedert with Quinyon Mitchell in coverage, and we know Quinyon isn't giving up a ton of catches this summer, so to get one on him to Dallas Goedert, I'm sure was a good feeling for Jalen Hurts. So just a really, really efficient day from Hurts. Shows why he is QB1, shows why he is one of the elite passers in this league. Days like this really, really remind you of that. So that was exciting to see as well. Other notes, it looks like EJ Jenkins had a nice catch today. High pointed a ball from Kyle McCord with Tristan McCollum tightly defending. Kyle McCord probably has a feeling that the QB3 battle is getting away from him. So he's taking advantage of his opportunities and completed a nice ball there to EJ Jenkins. Defensively, some interesting developments going on there. Andrew Makuba opened up as the starting safety next to Reed Blankenship. That's the first time he has started with the first team since before his injury. I think he started one day, then he had the injury, then he was out for a while. And he was also on the field for dime packages. So we know Makuba has some ground to make up if he wants to catch Sidney Brown in that safety battle. Sidney is the leader right now, but Vic Fangio isn't shying away from putting Andrew Makuba in there, seeing what he can do in that defense. So that's good corner to turn for Makuba as far as the race goes. Very interested to see how Makuba performs against the Browns as well as the preseason, as the preseason continues. Mac McWilliams got some first team reps today. Interesting stuff there. Got some work on the outside. We know Fangio's a fan of Mac McWilliams. He gave up those two catches, like I mentioned earlier, but nothing really Mac could have done. He was in good position, just really elite play from the receiver and the quarterback on that front. But you know, CB2, still a mystery to all of us. Who knows what's going on there? Adoree Jackson opened practice as the corner opposite Quinyon Mitchell today. That now makes 8 days Adoree Jackson, 5 days Keely Ringo. No first team reps for Ja'Quarian Bennett today, which was kind of shocking because he got some first team work at the open practice on Sunday night. I didn't mention this yesterday because I didn't know what to make of it. I wanted to see what today looked like from Ja'Quarian Bennett, and he didn't get any reps today with the first team. So I'm not sure what to make of that. Maybe Fangio is not all the way comfortable. Maybe he's saving him for the Browns, and maybe he wants to get him some work against some of the receivers over there. I'm not sure. We'll be watching closely on what Ja'Quarian Bennett is doing in the joint practices. But as of now, Adoree got the first team work. Keely, I feel like under the surface, man, Keely's momentum is tapering off. You know, really, we've said this all summer long. This isn't new information, but the Eagles really wanted Keely to win that job, and he hasn't taken it by the horns And I don't know what the internal feeling is about Kelee Ringo right now. I'm really not sure. I can't get a read on it. But if this is an indicator, maybe I don't know. Maybe they're not all that confident in Kelee right now. We'll see how the rest of the week goes. But I think Jacorian Bennett will get first team works sooner rather than later. Him getting reps in his first team practice, I think that was an indicator of that. Eli Ricks, really the only corner that is continuously showing flashes. He broke up a pass today intended for Avery Williams while running with the third team defense. Now, despite the flashes and despite the playmaking ability that Eli Ricks is showing, Vic Fangio isn't really putting him with the first team and isn't giving him as much first team work as I anticipated at this point. It doesn't really feel like to me that he is a like true contender for that job. But we'll see what happens. I think he's definitely making the roster, so that's good for Eli Ricks on that front. But that's about it for the notes. So not a pretty easy practice today. They're getting all their extensive work in the joint practice. Nick Sirianni really values those practices. He treats them like preseason games. That's when he runs all the starters and sees how the team is looking. So really, really light practice today. Fun stuff. DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick were in attendance today. DeSean Jackson is the Delaware State head coach. Michael Vick is the Norfolk State head coach. They were hanging around today to promote their October 30th game that they'll be playing at Lincoln Financial Field, HBCU game. Really exciting stuff. They had a media session following the game. That's really fun to see them back around. Felt like it was back in the day when Vic and Shady and Macklin and all of them were here. And that's really really fun stuff to see them kind of pitch and catch it. So fun stuff along that front. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, to talk about the joint practice. That's going to be the most exciting time of the summer, really. So can't wait to dive into all those notes. Thank you guys for taking a look at this podcast. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to the show. Appreciate all the support I've gotten throughout the summer. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. You guys know they all help me grow the podcast, help more people discover the podcast. Follow me on all social media platforms at The Philly Pod and find all my written work over at The Eagles Wire on USA Today Sports. I will catch you guys tomorrow following the next practice. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Peace out from The Philly Pod.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.